For quite a long time.
Well, now, did you mention that they used the ashes? Did they ever use that black stuff that would form for anything? Like that black stuff that would form on the inside of the stove or on the inside?
To my son?
Yes, ma'am. Did that?
Oh, no. Can't just throw out and throw that away because that wasn't any use.
That wasn't
any good. Soot wasn't nothing. No, that's. Well, nothing you do with that but throw it away. Destroy it there, that's all. Yeah, we did. Well, clean our stove out, was get full of soot. But now that were our cooking stoves, you know, that got like that.
That was the cooking stove.
Got full of soot and had to clean it out like that. We had a little old rake. And that stove had a little old container right up under the bottom there. You just take it down and rake all that soot out. Sometimes you get a dish pan full of soot. Doesn't stop the stove from drawing like it ought to.
Oh, I see. So you'd have to clean that stuff out.
Yeah, clean that out. So do coals just like that. It'll gum your pipe. It wouldn't be soot, though. I don't know what's the matter. I guess it would be soot, too, up in them pipes. Anyhow, it'd be something up in them pipes. You take them down and you take them outside and knock them and it just fall out. All that old black stuff. You ain't nothing you can do with that. But just destroy it. That's all.
Well, now, in your house, what would you have to sit on?
Now, we always had some chairs to sit on, but there was people didn't have any chairs. They'd have boxes and benches to sit on. Now, we had a bench, we'd always call it a wash bench. We kept our doors under. We had a big tree in the backyard. And we had one in the front, too. We had one or two benches around. We call a wash bench. We wash the outdoors, you know. You're washing two water, wrenching two, and all that stuff. You washed on the rub boards, you know. You know, by no washing, nothing like that. And we'd always screw the benches off and kept them clean. And we always, you know, had them sitting around on the outside. But there was people just had what you call a cane bottom chair. And some would have one or two, and some would have any. They just have some boxes you sat on. That's the way they did.
Well, in later years, what would people call a piece of furniture like this, the thing that I'm sitting on now?
Oh, they call it a studio couch, you know. Like that, the people went to doing a little bit better, and they would buy a living room suit. And
that's what they'd call this?
Uh-huh, a living room suit.
Well, would that be the same thing as a sofa?
Well, I guess so. On the thing, a sofa, you didn't let that out. You couldn't let that out.
I see. Just and that would be the difference.
You couldn't let a sofa out. But now, you know, you can let them out, you know, we call living room suits.
Oh, yes.
And sleep on them, you know. They had a mattress on them.
Oh, yeah.
But back there, you know, we didn't see nothing like living rooms. We just had sofas.
They just had,
sofas. Just saw, you couldn't let that out.
Yeah, that would be what you couldn't let. Well, now, the room that the sofa would be sitting in, like back then, what would they usually call that room?
Well, they call it a sitting room. That's what
they call
it a sitting room.
Of course, nowadays, you'd probably call this.
We call it a living room
now. Nowadays.
But but back then they called it a sitting room. I know. I went to Springsville, Illinois, last summer. I didn't go nowhere but to St. Louis this summer, but last summer. That'd be last summer. And I went to see where,
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Abraham,
I went to his home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did his home, his sitting room had the sofas and, you know, everything sitting around in there. And it was amazing, though, when I got to the kitchen part, to look at that cooking stove, you know, it was amazing. I just looked at it, you know, it reminded me of old times.
A long time.